Today I tried the Cheesecake Factory filet with mashed potatoes and vegetables, which are just string beans. And while it was very good, there's no denying it, it wasn't better than what I can do at home. So I wouldn't recommend it over their salmon, but it was still good if you feel like having some steak, and their mashed potatoes include the skin, which I happen to like. Okay, now let's go play Duck Duck Goose. Lake Balboa in the San Fernando Valley has many cute waterfowl that are usually very friendly, but this one group you need to watch out for. This is like the neighborhood gang of thugs. These aggressive geese can be kind of rough, like gangsters. They know me, and I never approach them empty-handed, but I've seen them attack people and children, and even though I haven't seen them bite anyone, they're very frightening, and I've seen people fall down and get hurt while running away. I'm sometimes worried that I'll fall in the lake, but I'm a good distance away, and they're more mellow today when it's hot on days like this. They also seem to be more aggressive in spring when it's mating season, especially if you happen to be near one of their nests, in which case there's a very high chance you will be attacked. They want to defend their eggs, which is understandable, and it's usually a big male that will start making a lot of noise, you know, screaming and shouting, and if you don't leave right away, he may get aggressive. Geese have excellent eyesight, and they're good at detecting body language, and if you act afraid, you're in danger. Just remain calm, maintain eye contact, don't squint, don't turn your back to them. Face them and just back away slowly. Yelling and running is the wrong thing to do. Just keep a safe distance and admire these beautiful birds without getting too close, like I'm doing. Feeding these geese always puts me in a good mood and got me thinking about my childhood. One of my favorite movies as a child was Star Wars. While many of my friends were fascinated by the lightsaber, sword fights, laser guns, and epic space battles, my interest was always focused on another aspect of the movie known simply as the Force. A mysterious energy field created by life that binds the galaxy together. Harnessing the power of the Force gives the Jedi, the Sith, and others sensitive to the spiritual energy extraordinary abilities, such as levitating objects, tricking minds, and seeing things before they happen. Even though Star Wars was very polarized, with definitive good guys and bad guys, or light and dark, the Force was available to both sides, where heroes like the Jedi would seek to become one with the Force, while the Sith and other villains exploit the Force and try to bend it towards their will. As I grew older, I came to learn that a number of organizations took this allegedly fictional universal energy very seriously, and not only claim to be able to harness, amplify, and redirect something similar to the Force, but that these practices were very ancient and stretch back into antiquity and prehistory. Star Wars was written by George Lucas, and he alludes to this in his first and second draft of the script, where he states that the Force was kept secret by a, quote, aristocratic cult, which have parallels in the non-fiction world. While it went by many names, such as Chi and Ki in the East, or Prana in the Indus Valley, this universal life force energy had measurable effects that one could actually feel and explore, making an aspect of spirituality available to someone scientifically minded that wanted more than just blind faith offered by most religions. In the movie, Obi-Wan Kenobi describes the Force as, quote, an energy field created by all living things. And this almost matches perfectly the description given in Eastern and New Age philosophies. Lucas compared using the Force to yoga, saying any character can use its power, and this universal access is also touted by monks and yogis, who also claim that any race, any gender, and any age group can access or harness chi or prana using simple methods of concentration and breathing. Some Force-sensitive characters in the film derive special psychic abilities from it, such as telekinesis, mind control, and extrasensory perception. And while it's described as having a light and dark side, Lucas believed a character's intention when using the Force, their will to be selfless or selfish, is what distinguishes light and dark sides. This description of light and dark reminds me of the duality in Zoroastrianism, and also to the relationship between yin and yang in Taoism. And even though Taoism never really labels anything as particularly evil, there's still a polarity. While mainstream scientists and academia are mostly skeptical about a real-world explanation for the Force, mystery school religions take it very seriously and teach its adherents how to work with subtle bioenergetic phenomena on a gradient. The first thing one learns is that the life force energy is intimately involved with the energy of creation, which in a biological context means sex. That said, there are two ways to look at the instructions that are passed down in these secret societies. One way is as a biohack, techniques which makes more of this life force available to a person which otherwise would not be present. The other way to see it is that long ago, this energy was abundant and a part of our natural existence, but has been lost through a spiritual fall from grace. And the techniques are an attempt to rehabilitate or regain a natural pre-existing state. The latter is what is taught in esoteric interpretations of all religions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, where the banishment from the Garden of Eden story illustrates the act which caused humanity to lose their spiritual link to God, with the trickster character as the serpent giving clues on how to once again regain access. I've already covered the Garden of Eden story extensively in numerous other videos, so I won't go into it again now. But I wanted to emphasize that rather than being a new superpower that one is trying to possess, the schools that deal in ancient alchemy view this as something very natural and native to us, that we're now in a degraded, degenerate, devolved state, that we're, spiritually speaking, in an inferior state to our ancestors, and like a phoenix, can rise again, which is counterintuitive when compared to the Darwinian model that insists we're at the pinnacle of advancement and in antiquity we're ape-like and simian rather than like once angelic but fallen beings. Thank you. While many people interpret religions to be about external phenomena, whether it be an external god floating on a cloud somewhere, or look to the symbolic influence of astrotheology, which means the influence of the stars and planets in the heavens, the esoteric understanding of religions and mysticism always refers back to the individual's spiritual development, as everything external is a metaphor for something that has to do with the soul or inner being. You don't change necessarily, but whatever you are, there's more of you. Your awareness, confidence, ability to relate to others all increase in relation to your available life force energy. Being in poor health, addicted to drugs, alcohol, or porn will deplete one's life force and can result in lethargy or apathy. And if one learns to harness and amplify their energetic essence, they become more conscious and literally more bioelectrical. By not expelling, but instead transmuting sex energy into more subtle and refined life force energy and circulating it to different parts of the body, certain dormant abilities are awakened. The energy itself feels blissful, or another way to put it, very orgasmic, and it moves in relation to breath, but more importantly, where it is directed to mentally. Where the mind goes, the chi flows. That said, it sometimes moves very slowly, like a thick, heavy syrup. And one technique that helps it move up from the area around the prostate gland, or in women, the G-spot, is by sound. The 13th letter of the alphabet is M. And 13, roughly being the number of lunar months in a year, and the number associated with the goddess, is M. And the sound it makes vibrates the lungs, which touch the spinal column, and in conjunction with mental direction, will move the energy up to the various energetic centers or chakras. This is what's going on with many monks that chant the Om sound. Just to drive my point home, the Hebrew language itself has certain sounds embedded in its alphabet, which incidentally has 3 mother letters, 7 doubles, and 12 single. And I'm sure you recognize the 3, 7, and 12, which I've already covered as well in a prior video. The Rosicrucian Order, an esoteric brotherhood that claims to possess esoteric wisdom handed down since ancient times, also contains similar practices which work with the biomagnetic energy derived from primal sex energy, as is demonstrated in this short clip focusing on the vowels, of which each plays a role at different stages of working with the life force energy. I'll only play about a minute or so.
The real origin of singing and chanting is found in the proper use of vowel sounds for mystical purposes. Every vowel sound has its proper pitch or tone in the musical scale, and each vowel sound is related to a color, a chemical, and a nerve center in the human system. Now, while I am seated here at the piano, I will play the most important mystical sounds, and you can repeat them after me. First, we have the sacred, royal sound of Ra, R-A, the masculine, creative power of God. It is the note of A natural in the middle octave, thus. Ra. Next, we have the feminine, maturing power of God. It is the sound of Ma, M-A, which is also A natural in the middle octave, thus.
Ma.
Thus, Ma and Ra are the same note. These sounds give creative power. Next, we have the health-giving vowel of Aum, A-U-M or A-U-M. The note of D above middle C is used thus.
Aum.
The last is the psychic tone note of May, M-E-H. It attunes the psychic center of the human system with the cosmic. The note is middle C or the C above it, thus. These are the principal and important vowel sounds.
In the next clip, we'll see a demonstration from a practitioner in Russia, and while I can't guarantee its authenticity, I present it in good faith with the final discernment left up to the viewer.
Первое. Вот бутылка из пластиковой, из-под воды. Фирма Libella. Цельная, неповрежденная. В ней нет ни погнутости, ни отверстий, ничего. Глим, 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 глим. Видно? Или не было видно? Не было видно?
Вот.
Видно? Хорошо? Видно? Три отверстия, пробитые силой с пальца. Один за другим. Видно достаточно хорошо. Было видно?
Да, да.
Глим, глим, глим. Прекратим.
Смотрите.
Okay.
Активно, короче.
А я напряглась на целом?
Нет, ну тут лежала.
А можно напрягаться? Простите, можно напрягаться? Ну, как бы напрячься.
Can he a little bit...
Tense. Tense or relaxed?
Then
tense. Then 可以啊,那抓紧。可以, 可以啊,放松。
不用了,可以。
OK. Can tense. Будешь теперь нам сам поджигать.
Тиночка, Тиночка.
Если не хочешь, то я решу, что я не могу.
Только в репу не несу.
Дэвид. Юмил, вода. Have feeling?
Have feeling.
Наверное,
Смотри, как. О, прям туда. Слушай, красота какая. Тома. Okay, don't near my step, because this is quite...
Dina, it's gonna burn a lot, so just stay, yeah? Just breathe and stay.
你告诉他,我打的时候叫他不要乱跑乱动啊。So
don't, even though a little bit pain, don't move.
Don't move.
Okay, okay, just hold. You can from there. Hello?
The heat arrived.
Okay, can you see that?
Yeah.
It was heat, what do you feel?
Yes, it's burning.
Burning.
Like fire. Like.
Okay. Okay, thank
you. Ну как тебе? Было больно?
Ну терпимо, скажи, я думала, будет хуже.
А что чувствовала?
Ожог сильно, как будто сейчас сигареты
бы сигаретой прижигает.
Блин, крутизна такая.
Да.
Это дива, может, там будет какие-то пауза.
So there will be some, after that, there will some water come up.
起个泡以后呢, 叫他不要用纸,
就不要抠泡。
Don't scratch it. Let it burst normally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Don't scratch it. Okay, leave it. Stand up.
Can I see
you? Leave it in. Okay. Have a seat.
Okay. 有感觉吗?
有。
痛得你吗? 都吃掉饱的辣子。
左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左右的电量了吗？左
Thank you.
I decided on some ramen soup on the way home. I've never had it before, but noticed it the last time I was here, so I thought I would try it. It's noodles and chicken and a coconut soup that tasted Thai. It was okay, but not very filling. So I also got some baked green mussels and spicy tuna cut roll. Now I'm full. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon as well as through various other major book outlets. They make a great gift. If you'd like to support my work, you could do that through patreon.com. There should be a link in the description section for those that are interested. I appreciate it. Thank you. Please hit the like button and subscribe for future updates. As always, I look forward to reading your comments, so please leave me your thoughts below. Please have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to